trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Parker and Wilson on Detroit's 1130 WDFN The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit! All right, get ready. Here we go. Here we be. Thursday, April 24, 2014. Officially, if you're numerologing at home, that's 04242014. Got that, Rob Parker? It's 04242014.
I got it.
A lot of ones, twos, fours, and zeros. What's happening? What's happening, Raj?
What's happening?
Did you know that my boy Jimmy Walker, JJ, was on Letterman the other night?
Was he?
Yes, he was on David Letterman.
Is he any good?
He's gotten so much better over the years. He was wearing a flaming red suit. I don't even know what color, like a lipstick, bright red thing going. Like that color red, only even brighter. Like the DFN red. Like this.
Right,
color.
Right.
That was the color of the entire suit. The tie, the jacket, the pants. All red. I think he was probably wearing red shoes, too. Dave loves him. And, you know, it's my broadcast partner there, Jimmy J.J. Walker.
I know.
And I'm telling you, Rob, he was on for two segments. Okay? So he's on for a good, I don't know, what is that, 15 minutes, 20 minutes?
Yeah, for them to come back.
Not a word, not a D word out of him, okay? The D word did not come up.
Good.
Until the end. So naturally, he couldn't get away without saying, Dynamite! And Dave loved it. I think he was like baiting him to say Dynamite. And JJ will do it. He doesn't have a problem doing it, but he won't offer it unless you ask him.
Right. Like what you call. I told you we were talking about the, did I do that? Like, I don't think he wants to do that.
Does he do that when he goes out in public?
Jaleel White?
Yeah,
right.
Jaleel White. Does Urkel, like if you say, hey, do the thing. Does he do that?
No, I don't think he.
Do guys do their taglines? Like, do you think Gary Coleman, until his passing, meant what
you're
talking about,
Willis? No, they get tired of it.
What you talking about, Willis?
Exactly. They get tired of it after a while, because Dwayne used to, hey, every time they walked into the soda shop.
I think one time I read something about either Robert Hedges or even Travolta saying people always asked him to do up your nose with a rubber hose. That was a constant, no matter where they went. Oh, just do the thing. I don't even think they realized who did up your nose. It was Horseshack. Just up your nose with a rubber hose.
You know what they used to always do, too? They used to have Eddie Murphy do, when he used to do Buckwheat, and he would go, Ote.
Ote.
But that wasn't his line.
Oh, he didn't do the Ote?
No.
Who did Ote?
What was, was the smallest kid.
Didn't I just text you the other day, Ote?
Yeah, but it wasn't Buckwheat. It was Porky.
Oh, he's the one that Ote. Oh, because he said Buckwheat.
Remember?
Said, Ote. Buckwheat.
Right.
He would say his name.
It was Porky.
Well, it's way too old stuff.
I know.
You have taglines, though.
Well, people come up to you and go, come on. They do it all the time.
Go get DFN, Rob.
NBC, you later. NBC, I get that all the time.
You getting that a lot now?
Yeah, every time I go to...
Do you get people to go, my CWPF's close one person up in?
Yes. Or my moles, or I hear all this stuff. No way, no how. Remember
no
that
way,
with ESPN?
No, not well, in here. You had a request from the people at ESPN to do that. And then poo-poo.
Well, that was big, too.
Don't poo-poo.
I told you, Reggie Miller loved that. He used to always say, oh, I love when you say poo-poo. All right.
So I'm watching J.J. Walker, and I'm thinking he's going to get through the entire interview and not one dynamite. Nope. There he was, Letterman. And Letterman goes, ha, 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 ha. He's laughing his butt off. He thinks it's so funny.
All right, Mark. We got a busy show, man. Oh, do we have a busy show? Obviously, you know, I was downtown. I was downtown at the Tigers-White Sox tilt today.
It was, I guess, tough getting out of there, too, because,
there's a little traffic. Yeah.
All the other traffic's coming in to go to the Joe, because that's an 8 o'clock game, so that extra half an hour kind of screws up that whole Jefferson Avenue into the Lodge, 375.
And I had to write a column for clickondetroit.com, which you'll be able to go click on tomorrow and read. So,
which is why they call it that.
Exactly. Click on Detroit.
Brilliant.
You got to give Channel 4 credit.
That's a brilliant.
I always say that, Mark.
Yeah.
Not only the name, but they were they not the first to jump on it? I mean, they jumped
on
the website.
That's been around a long time.
Yes, they jumped on the website. I told you, they get more clicks than the news and free press.
No, I mean, as sites go, it's probably been around as long as any porn site has been, and those are the ones that have been around since time began, because none of those ever go away.
But on those, you have to log on and then wipe off, right? Is that how it goes?
Something like that, dude. Yeah, I was going to kind of let that stand on its own merits, but, you know, you took it to another level.
What? I'm just saying.
You brought it up here.
Mark, that's you.
It here. It's not me. What do you mean it's me? It's down here.
Mark, you weren't even into computers until you realized what was at your fingertips.
Rob, but if you remember correctly, when we first started talking about computers, it was still in its infancy anyhow.
I know, but, Mark, I'm gonna bring you back, and I'm going to show you what an old fuddy-duddy you were. Gary, listen to this. We were at WDFN.
Yeah.
This was 1998. Okay? How many years ago was that?
16.
More, when they were giving out computer passwords to get on the computer, Mark says, no, I'm good. I don't need one.
There was nothing there yet.
He didn't want a computer password to get on.
It seemed like a pain in the butt.
I'm like,
there was nothing to see yet.
He didn't want one. That was not that long ago.
16 years ago?
That's unbelievable.
You realize what's changed on the
internet?
But
am I lying or am I not?
No, you're right on.
You had no interest in it.
No, zero interest. I didn't want to be a part of it. I was at Fox 2.
You were the last
The last guy. We had a thing called Newstar, I believe what it was called. And that was a computer system, basically like a word processor. So you could take your typewriters away. Everybody else.
And you're still using a typewriter with a script.
The last person, in fact, I probably am. I was the last person at Fox 2 to use a typewriter and script pack, we called it. It would be five sheets. You pulled it apart. One went to the director. One went to the prompter guy. One went to the TD.
Right.
You know, and one for me. And I was the last person. They actually had to come and take the computer away. Typewriter away.
Nobody's using this, Mark. You got to get on the new system.
You got to get on it. And I was. And now I'm Captain Technology. You know.
I know you're unbelievable now. I've seen you evolve from caveman to spaceman.
Yes, caveman to spaceman.
That's what you've done, Mark.
Is that a thing?
I just threw that out there.
Did you make that up?
I just made it out.
That sounds like a play or something from caveman, because there's that caveman guy.
Caveman to spaceman.
What's the name of the play that's out there, the caveman show that you can go see? The guy's done like 5,000 shows. Something with the caveman. I thought maybe that was something
Nope. So we got the
Broadway production.
So much to do, so little time. 248-848-1130. I'll throw the number out there, Mark. Again, Tigers win 7-4. They split the four-game series with the White Sox. And, of course, we got a big hockey game.
Well, and Hank Zetterberg, he's going to go. He's on the line list. He's on the front lines. He's up. In fact, I got it right in front of me.
You ready? Here we go. Desperation.
Well,
come on, man. You know what?
Todd Bertuzzi, too, is desperate.
Desperation.
Zetterberg, Datsuk, Abdelkader, Franzen, Helm, and Nyquist, Tatar, Sheahan, and Bertuzzi. So, Tuz is on there. And then Drew Miller, Luke Fluke, Glendening, and Davey Legwand. There's your line list tonight. There's all your peeps. And Hank Zetterberg, supposedly a game time decision, will at least get. This is good. Is this Jeff Pychowski? I got to take him as soon as I saw the name up here. Is that my boy Jeff?
Hey, how you doing, Mark?
Dude, I haven't talked to you in ages.
Yeah, I know. But we planned lunch about 3 years ago, I think, didn't we?
I think so. We never did anything. It's terrible, Jeff. It's my fault. Put it on me.
No. Hey, I just wanted to call and tell you guys you're doing a great job. It's good to hear you guys back on the air.
Oh, Jeff, thanks.
You know, you stole my thunder. I was telling the screener, you guys started talking about the computers. I remember that exactly over at Fox 2. That I mean, you're the last to go.
Hey, Jeff, I was telling the story. Mark wouldn't get a log on.
Prime Man was my producer. He's my producer.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mark wouldn't get a log on. I looked at him going, what do you mean you don't need a log on? Yes, you do.
It doesn't surprise me. But that's all I had. You guys are, you're really doing a great job. You guys cracked me up on my way home, so.
Well, Jeff's a big radio guy now. I mean, you're a big, he's got the big pipes, right?
Well, you might hear me leading into your show once in a while, so. Couple of days a week.
Right here.
That's what's up. All right, bud.
Hold on. I'm not done with him yet. What? Do you remember the day, though, I want to say it was Larry Foote. You know, Larry Foote's father worked at Fox 2, the Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker, that he came and literally took my typewriter away.
Yeah.
Do you remember that day?
Yeah, and he was intimidating, too. Nice
he was. Guy. I wasn't going to yell with him.
I was going to say, I can
Larry
just
Foote
imagine.
Larry Foote Sr.,
right.
Every bit as mean as his kid who's in the NFL, I'm telling you.
Yes. Oh, that was good times. It's almost been 20 years since I started working with you over there. So,
oh my God, Jeff, we'll seriously get together. I still have never. You got to see. Jeff became a bodybuilder, and you were in competitions, right?
Yes, yes.
Big, like
here
big
in the
time.
State of Michigan. So, yeah,
wow.
I did that after I got sick a few years ago, and had to do that and had some success, and now we'll see.
How you feeling? You okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good. That's what I want to hear.
Absolutely.
All right, Jeff. Well, we appreciate you chiming in, and thanks for the compliments, and we're going to do the best we can out here.
Keep up the good work, guys.
We'll
All
talk.
Right, appreciate it.
We'll coffee talk. We'll get together.
That's right. Call Mark, 444-4444. All right? That's the number.
All right, guys.
All right. See you, Jeff. Jeff Pichowski was one of the producers at Fox, too.
Very nice.
Verify the story that I absolutely refused to give up my typewriter over there.
So are you feeling me or not on this desperation?
You know, I think this is, be quite frank with you, Frank, I think it's a huge mistake. I think Henrik Zetterberg, your captain and a guy who's going to be in this league still a long time, this is not a guy at the end of his career, it's a mistake to throw him out. He has not played since February the 8th. You're talking about 2.5 months since he played against probably the toughest team in the National Hockey League. That is out for blood. I'd just would be very leery about putting Zetterberg in that situation. Unless he's going to play if it's just complimentary minutes, then I think Mike Babcock is cheating his own team a little bit.
But it's desperation. That's all. They look, Mark, and they look at their team, and you know what they said today?
Well, they said, we ain't good enough.
We ain't good enough. Dude, we can look at the roster, and we're not good enough to beat the Bruins. So let's just put him out there. I don't know. He's going to play, 10 or 12 minutes or something? He can't play the
his wind is going to be not as strong, even though he's practiced a lot.
And you
got to
pray that nothing bad happens
out there
that's going to delay him or hinder him, Zetterberg, for next year.
But I'm sure doctors said to them, look, Babs and the rest of them, Kenny Holland, you're at the tail end here. I mean, if you don't win anyhow, you got a whole summer off, and he'll be – short of taking his, head off or leg off or a limb flies, he'll have a lot of time to recover because you ain't going to win this. If you don't win this anyhow, you're done for the rest of May, June, July, August. I know it's hard to fathom that you think that way, like a guy might get hurt, but you got to think of that in these two cases, not just Zetterberg, but also Bertuzzi. Now, the twos is a little older, and his legs seem to be a little bit more hockey-worn than Zetterberg's over the years, just the way they play, but the key here isn't Bertuzzi. The key is Zetterberg. The key is your captain and pretty much your leading scorer the last 5, 6, 7 years.
Even before, Mark, and I don't remember who broke the story, one of the hockey guys broke the story earlier, even before Morning Skate, that Zetterberg was going to be activated and be able to play. And people were skeptical, saying, this doesn't even make sense. He didn't even do a Morning Skate, and you're already reporting that he's going to play and blah, 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 blah. But obviously they knew, and I think it's just a – If you're the Bruins, you realize what's going on here, which is they're putting out a 50%. I don't know, Mark, is that fair? Or
cut rate?
I'll just say cut rate.
A cut rate.
It's
a great line for it's a cut rate Zetterberg.
That's what it is, though. I'm not dissing him. He's injured.
You know where you can buy Zetterberg at? The dollar store.
There you go.
He's a dollar store Zetterberg tonight.
Hey, Mark, but first it is time for the official sports night with Parker and the man, Hank Aaron, time check.
Swinging, there's a drive into left center field. That ball is going to be champion of all time, and it's Henry Aaron.
There you go.
And we are
there you
all
have
year
it.
Mark, right? The 40th anniversary of Hank Aaron passing Babe Ruth with 715 home runs.
And the fact that he's 80 years old now, too.
Yep.
248-848-1130. John in Ann Arbor. You're on Sports Night with Parker and the Man back on the Fan. Hi, John.
Hey, guys. Great show as always.
Thank you, buddy.
Rob, you're 100% right. Mark, you are too. They're not good enough.
They're not.
And when is everybody going to stop kissing Jim Howland's butt? I'm going to say this, and I've told a lot of guys who I work with, they'll never win a Stanley Cup without Scotty Bowman in that organization. It wasn't Ken Howland that won the Cups. It wasn't Ken Howland that tweaked the lineups and got inside of everybody's head. I find it very interesting last year when Detroit's up 3-1 to Chicago, Scotty Bowman goes downstairs and has a talk with Quinville and Kane. The next thing you know, the series is over with.
Yep, you know what? And you know what? Hey, it's hard to deny Scotty Bowman's impact, right, with the Blackhawks.
Yeah, but wait a second. How do you explain 08? What do you say about 08? Scotty was long gone.
Oh, no, they won. I didn't say that. I'm just talking about the—
No, John just didn't know. He just hung up. John said they're not
going to— No. They won a Stanley Cup without him.
I mean, 6 years gone, Scotty Bowman.
He's been gone. But
Dave Lewis was even a coach and then gone.
Right.
And then they came back. I think that's pure Ken Holland in 2008. Oh,
no, I agree.
Hulls were gone.
You got to give him credit. You got to give him credit on that one. Now, they did lose the other one when they were up 2-0 to Pittsburgh.
In 2009.
That was the bad one.
But they got there, too. At least they won one. So, I mean, I have a real hard time because I was there complete. You were, too.
Oh, no.
Saw the impact Ken Holland had. And I understand what Scotty's worth was. I'm not diminishing that.
No.
We both agree he might be the best coach in the history of sports.
In the history, Mark, have I not said that over and over? We both
over
have.
The Phil Jacksons and the Red Auerbachs.
Are you kidding me? No.
Connie Mack, who was around 50 years.
Right, but he owned the team, right? Wasn't going anywhere.
No, come on. I can't do it to Ken Holland. I'm not prepared for something like that.
All right, 248-848-1130 is the number. And you know what else, Mark, today?
What is today?
Well, first we're gonna ask people, what is this a sign of? Zetterberg being activated and being able to play today. What?
Maybe he's wearing activator.
Yeah, that's what Pineda had on his neck.
Oh, my God.
Was the active?
He got 10 games today.
Yeah, he's going to miss two starts. And you know what? He's not going to appeal it. He owned up to it. And he just said it was cold and he needed a little something. And you know what? Mark, everybody uses pine tar, but you got to hide it. You can't make it.
I'm surprised by the amount of major leaguers kind of coming to his defense.
Because they all
right.
Mark, I talked to some baseball people today at the park. Everybody uses it. You just can't make
something.
You just can't make it that obvious, whether it's in your socks, whether it's They all use it because it does give you a better grip on the ball. But what he did, especially after the other day, the two starts ago where he had all of it against the Red Sox, to come back out.
He might as well have put a sign over his head.
Right, I just didn't get it.
A neon sign that said, I have pine tar on my neck.
And the quote, Mark, is just funny to me. He said, yeah, I put a little bit. I think I put a little bit too much.
A dab will do you.
Yeah, right. A dab? How about a gallon?
A gallon will do you.
That was unbelievable. I could see it. What is that on his neck? It was amazing.
Give me the finger wag.
Okay, I'm just going to say, so 248-848-1130, are you inspired by this? Are you scared by this, the Zetterberg being—
What if it works out great?
Or are you— That's what I'm saying. Are you inspired that maybe he comes and scores a couple of big goals tonight?
Would they really chance Zetterberg's health?
No,
I would
believe that they would believe that he's healthy enough to play.
I've known those doctors and people around there for years.
There's too much money, Mark, invested in out there.
And he's got a long way to go in his career.
All right, come on, let's get started.
My name is Mark. Welcome to the show. Hi, how you doing, everybody? Hi, how you doing? My name is Mark. Hi, welcome to the show.
He's such a big phony, isn't he?
The guy across from me is a guy who really hopes Mel Kiper is right and that the Detroit Lions draft Ha-Ha Clinton Dix out of Alabama, because if there's one thing he's been saying about the Lions all the years, it's ha ha. Na 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 na. Might as well be na na Clinton Dix. Click on Detroit columnist and Shadow League columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on a beautiful Thursday night. Got a little crisp chill in the air a little bit.
Like hockey for
That's
hockey
right.
season.
Rob Parker along with the man Mark Wilson. Of course, EP, Gary, Nick, Ryan, Justin, all on the other side of the glass. You know, those video streaming minions. So much to do, so little time, Mark. And, of course, it is.
What is it?
A TV theme song Thursday.
Our whole universe. was in a hot, dense state that nearly 14 billion years ago expansion started. Wait, the earth began to cool, the autotrophs began to cool, Neanderthals developed tools, we built a wall.
We built the pyramids,
math, science, history, unraveling the mystery that all started with a big bang.
Little Big Bang Theory.
Very nice.
Kaylee Cuoco. What's her name now? Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting.
From, what is that, the CBS? That's been on for about, how many years, Gary? That's been on 8 years, 7 or 8 years?
I think it's going to go at least 9. They just signed for like 3 more seasons.
Well, they're doing
something.
Well. I mean, I think they're doing well in the
Kaylee
ratings.
Kaylee Cuoco Sweeting.
I've seen a couple of the reruns. I've never watched it like.
Married Ryan Sweeting, the tennis player.
So.
I love the fact that that's a current television program.
Mark, we mix it up once in a while. Is that okay?
Coming up on the program tonight, first of all, don't forget we web stream. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com, PremierSportsTalkNetwork.com. You can actually physically watch these two great-looking guys.
Where?
Sitting in the room right here, sitting in the compound at the Clear Channel building right here, us two. But coming up, I got a bone to pick with Fox Sports Detroit over something they rolled on the bottom graphic thing that crawl. It was pretty funny. They finally changed it like the eighth inning, but I saw it today. It was really good. The Northwestern vote is tomorrow.
And they said it's too close to call, right?
But they're doing something tomorrow that's got me a little steamed, and I want to see what your reaction is.
I don't love the quotes from the coach. I think he is way out of bounds.
But something is happening on the Evanston campus tomorrow that is kind of stupid.
Okay.
And I'm surprised that Northwestern is doing this. On purpose, they're doing this. Lions finished their business, of course, with the mini camp. There's a big player who didn't show up today. I can't do that even, like...
I was going to say,
I ain't talking
really?
Dominican Sue. No, but there's other guys that didn't show. And one guy has got to come with it. And we'll get to who that is.
Good teases, Mark. What else
these
you
are
got?
These are teases. And we'll get to the Tiger stuff today.
Yeah.
They go on a big 8-game road trip now.
No, 10.
It's 8 games.
It's 3 cities and it's 10 games?
It's 2 in Chicago.
10.
10 games? That's
10 days. 10 days, 8 games.
Oh, I thought it was 10. I thought it was 10 games.
Stop doing this to me. Don't make me look like I haven't looked my stuff.
Well, I mean, I thought it was
3 against
10
Minnesota, 2 against the White Sox, and 3
only
against...
Only 2? Okay, that's what threw me. Okay.
Yeah. All right. And 3 against Kansas City.
I thought it was 10
days. But it's in 10 days.
Okay, 10 days.
Then, in fact, the Tigers won't be back until Cinco de Mayo.
May 5th.
Against the Houston Astros.
All right.
I know my schedule, man.
That's I got you.
The only thing I know is a schedule. 248. 848-1130, Hank Zetterberg, Todd Bertuzzi, they're going tonight unless Hank puts a foot on the ice and says, yeah, this is stupid. I'm not doing this.
Now, this might be the first playoff game where wheelchairs are involved in the NHL.
It could be. Is that allowed? Can we have wheelchair hockey tonight over there at Joe Louis Arena?
We'll see.
I don't think Chara and Bergeron and the rest and Lucic would be too thrilled, and Claude Julien would be too thrilled about
that. And the other thing,
that.
Too, let's just, this is not hockey town. You know what it is? It's
what is
dead
it?
Town. People just, this is dead town. People know, Mark, that they don't have a shot.
That this is the end of the run, if you thought this was a part of the run.
I hear people try to drum up, well, if they win tonight and even up the series, and then they go back, dude, no, they got 2 goals in 3 games.
Because they're thinking of Red Wings hockey circa 2008,
They're not being honest with themselves, what they've seen so far, and they're banged
people
up.
People don't
want to
give up
players.
The ghost, Rob. They don't want to
give it up. This is dead town, not hockey town.
We are the hockey town.
Thank you, Mike Ellis.
There you go. That's when he was peppy that day.
You know what?
You
know what took us so long to get here from Comerica Park? Because downtown, before the game, all the tumbleweeds that were rolling through dead town.
Sports Night with Parker and the Man, TV theme song Thursday, 248-848-1130. You can email us, at ParkerandTheMan@Yahoo. You can check us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll get back to you that as well. It's Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan, and we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man on Detroit's 1130, WDFN The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Hey, Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations. Hey, Mark.
Yeah, Sam.
You think you're the man?
Sam the man.
You are not the man. Sam is the man, and Sam's Alterations are located right at 12 Mile Road and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. Phone number is 248-552-9950. Mark, when you watch me on Channel 4, that my suits are fitting like a glove. That's because I go to Sam. He tightens me up if I need cuffs. If I need my pants let out, taken in, whatever it is, Your alteration needs, Sam can help you out.
He makes it happen for you.
Whether you're a man, a woman, kids, whatever, Mark, needs to be done, Sam can get it done. The other thing that's great about Sam's alterations is that he has suits.
Suits.
You can go pick yourself a suit, brand new suit right there from the rack, and then Sam will make it fit like a glove. So Sam's alterations, located on Tower Road and Southfield Road, right in Lathrop Village. Hey, Mark.
Yes?
Go get Sam'd.
What is this?
Nash Bridges or something?
Nash Bridges with Don Johnson? Wasn't Cheech in that too?
No. What was it? What is this?
Not Nash Bridges?
Gary, we need your help.
A different world.
Is that what this is?
A different world.
Oh, I feel bad.
It's really different because I don't remember it. Well, who was that? A different world?
That was a black show. You don't remember it.
What does that have to do with anything?
It was the spinoff from the Cosby. I didn't watch it. Right? It was a college.
Who was a big star?
It was a college scene. Didn't what you call it? The daughter. What's her name? EP. You don't know a different world. Who was on that show? I never watched it. It was set in a college scene. You have to Google it.
One of the Cosby kids was in it?
Yeah, I think they went to college and they did the spinoff. Mark, I didn't watch it. I'm just telling
you. Why would you go to college if Bill Cosby's your dad? He's got plenty of money.
Because he was a doctor and his wife was a lawyer.
Felicia Rashad is your mom.
I don't remember who was on that show.
Where's Ahmad Rashad when you need him?
Dwayne Wayne with the glasses that flipped up? Come on.
Who else?
Dwayne Wayne.
The oldest daughter from the Cosby show is who it was based on, the spinoff.
Yeah, because she went to college, right? What was her name?
I don't remember it at all.
Don't you remember? She was the one who had the, she made the movie with the blood and the what was that movie?
Lisa something?
Lisa Bonet.
Lisa Bonet?
That's who was
Bonet?
In that. Yeah, Lisa
Bonet. Was, that was her show?
Yes. Oh. She was the one. It was called A Different World.
You know what? Don't remember that one at all.
All right, 248-848-1130. It is Sports Night with Parker and the Man on the Fan.
We got a sports wrap coming up. We'll get you caught up. And, of course, starting at 8 o'clock, we'll just be on it like you know what.
White on rice.
When the Wings and the Bruins kick it off there, tee it up there, you know, face it off in game number 4 at Joe Louis. We know we'll have a game 5 in Boston, but what will happen tonight with the return of Zetterberg and Bertuzzi?
I'm telling you, it's dead town, not hockey town, Mark. Let's just face it.
Greg, you're on Sports Time. Yeah, Sports Night with Parker the Man. Sports Time.
Shows, you got to know who was on there.
I can't remember. I didn't
First
play
of all,
it.
Lisa Bonet was Bill Cosby's daughter.
I said Lisa it was Cosby. A spinoff from the Cosby Show. I just couldn't remember.
Kadeem Hardison, who played
Kadeem Hardison was on there.
Yep.
Yeah, he was in there. Jasmine Guy.
Jasmine Guy, yes. Now that you say it, now the names are starting to pop up.
Is that on NBC?
Yeah, on NBC, yeah. Right.
Where was I?
Daryl M. Bell, Sinbad.
Yeah, Sinbad was on that show.
Yeah, Sinbad was on there.
I once saw Sinbad in Miami walking the streets.
That was before he opened up the seafood restaurant downtown.
Rob, I miss you on First Take. I really do, because the debaters are weak at best.
Well, you know, I appreciate that. I hear that quite often, to be honest, and it's nice when people appreciate what you've done. And you know what? As I tell everybody, I had Mark knows this because we talked all the time, even during the whole time we weren't working together, but we always talked. Mark, I loved every minute of being on that show. I worked there 8 years, 6 years on that show, and I loved every single minute.
And back and forth, never left Detroit.
Yep.
I like you because you were the only guy on there that stood up to Skip Bayless. It's still more like Stephen A. Smith is just, he used to be so controversial. Now you almost like, okay, Skip, I agree with you. I mean, it's sick, man. I can't take it.
Hey.
I just can't take it. I mean, it's almost like he's scared. Oh, I won't be on ESPN anymore if I disagree with Skip Bayless. Come on. Skip's not right all the time. He's wrong. 400, he's wrong more than he's ever right.
Hey, you know what? I always believe that, hey, if they hire you and they're going to pay you for your opinion, then you give your opinion.
Thanks, Greg.
Right, Mark? I used to talk to you about it all the time.
It's an opinion show. You give your opinion. That's what the deal was. It's really very cut and dry, very basic.
It's very cut and dry. There you go. Mark, you think they were flying me back and forth for me to go to Bristol, for me to go,
But, you know, I do think it's wrong that when you finally left ESPN, unfortunately, that 2 months later it was Sinbad that replaced you.
Was it Sinbad?
Yeah, it was Sinbad, and I just said, that's not going to work.
And the worst part is that they did the show live then, too.
They did the show live.
Do it live! I'll write it, and we'll do it live!
And then Lisa Bonet replaced Sinbad. I'm using all these people now for this different world. I can't remember that show at all.
I didn't watch it. I was in college myself, I think, during that time. I just wasn't into it.
I was busy. 248-848-1130. Sports Wrap next. Take more of your calls. And again, the Wings are starting in about 26 minutes. We'll have all that for you next. Sports Night with Parker the Man on Detroit's 1130 WDFN.
Hey, Lisa Bonet.
The Fan.
Hey, this is Joe Dumars, and you're listening to Detroit's Late Night Talk King. Sports Night with Parker and the Man. Robin Mark, do it right.